Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer uses emergency alert system for mask mandate. By Kyle Olson on July 15, 2020. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, used the emergency broadcast system again Monday to order residents to wear masks. Cell phones went off at 4:44 p.m. with an emergency alert. From the governor's office, fight COVID by wearing a mask. Michiganders are required by executive order to wear face coverings in public indoor and crowded outdoor spaces. Business must refuse entry or service to those who do not wear a face covering, with limited exceptions. More info, michigan.gov/mask-up. Whitmer has regularly used the system, typically used to issue Amber Alerts for missing children, to reinforce her orders. In March, the governor took over television stations to issue a Michigan coronavirus emergency alert broadcast to communicate the stay home, stay safe shutdown order. The message was from iPauseCap, or Integrated Public Alert Warning System. In January 2019, Whitmer issued an alert urging, but not requiring, residents to lower their thermostats. "I'm coming to you now to ask for your help. Due to extremely high demand for natural gas with these record low temperatures in a facility incident, Consumers Energy has asked that everyone who is able to turn down their thermostats through Friday at noon so we can all get through this with minimal harm," Whitmer said, Liv reported. Whitmer wanted Michiganders to set their thermostats to 65 degrees. FEMA said there are five types of alerts. Imminent threat alerts that include extreme weather and other threatening emergencies in your area. Public safety alerts that are less severe in nature than imminent threat alerts. Amber alerts. Presidential alerts during a national emergency, and test messages that are opt-in messages to support state and local wireless emergency alerts, testing. Cell phone users are able to opt out of the emergency messages, according to FEMA. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.